ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining an interesting question, and that question is related to a subject which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places. I'm speaking, of course, of trials and tribulations and tests. As you know, this world is a world of tests and trials and tribulations. We've been brought here in this world by God to test us, to see whether we will remain sincere to His, His servitude and obedience, and if we are, we will be rewarded in the hereafter. Otherwise, we will be punished. Today on The Key, we want to ask the following question with respect to this topic. What is the most severe trial of servants? Because as you know, some trials are more difficult than others. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated from the holy imams alayhi salam regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following: Allah does not try anyone with something equal or similar to giving him all the chances to continue disobeying him. That's a very beautiful hadith. The Imam says that the greatest trial and test of a servant is when God places at his disposal all of the means to disobey him, right? Or to continue disobeying him, right? You know, a lot of us, we don't disobey God simply because we haven't been given the opportunity to, right? You know, but perhaps if we were put in the position where we could, you know, sin and disobey God, we might do so. But some people, right, even though they have the opportunity to continue disobeying God and or sinning and not listening to His orders, you know, they have every opportunity to, you know, they don't do so. And this is the greatest trial of a servant. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, poverty is part of the trial. And worse than that is sickness of the body. And worse than that is the sickness of the heart. Right, so, you know, here the Imam, according to this hadith, there's a hierarchy of trials, and at the peak of them is the sickness of the heart. This could be the sickness of the soul, like a spiritual sickness, or maybe a psychological malady. Right, these are one hadith regarding this topic. In one hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported as having said, Allah has not tested the servants with anything more severe than having to spend money. This could be a reference to charity, like, you know, giving wealth, spending money in the path of God. This is very difficult, especially like, let's say you made some money, worked hard on it, and now the time has come to give charity, give it away in the sake of God. This is very difficult and one of the most difficult and severe trials of a servant. Finally, in a beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said the following: whoever is plagued by one of three things wishes to die: continuous poverty, a disgraceful spouse or wife, and an overpowering enemy. Like, these are trials which are very severe and which, you know, if somebody becomes, God forbid, afflicted with them, death becomes easier for him than the continuation of life. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the most severe trials of servants in the light of the hadith of the infallible Imams alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.